Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Introduction, but like I'm gonna steal Jay's line and say I'll give him one anyway. So one of Manchester's favourite sons, Jay Mai, and Ant Crawler off Celebrity The Chase.
How are we, mate? Good to be here.
Did all right on The Chase.
Yeah, it did. Aye. Missed out by a second.
I thought Susie Dent
beat the
you
beast.
Know.
Was it the beast?
Say it, but I think you're the stronger
Susie,
one.
She carried me a bit, Susie Dent. Harry and Ellie, yeah, we needed. There's only two of us in the final, weren't there? It cost us. Cost
yeah,
us.
All right,
I got an horse racing question wrong, though. Never been forgiven by the family since. Bad times, but yeah, other than that, I've done all right.
Mate, is it, I thought it insulted you, but I was surprised. I thought, like,
I know a lot of people. Like, do you know what's bad? Like, honestly, my mates and other people's going, did they honestly tell you the answers? I didn't know. But I did get a bit lucky with some of the questions, but yeah, good day. Good day.
Mate, yeah. It's your own fault.
Yeah.
You mentioned it. Talk all day about The Chase. I love it.
Yeah.
Plus, it's better than talking about football, isn't it?
Yeah. I think anything's better than talking about football at the minute, isn't it?
Anyway, what were you going to do?
Yeah.
Watch game yesterday.
Yeah, I did, unfortunately. It was, do you know what I was saying before it? Like, it's like twice now, we've been filled with this hope from, you know, Champions League games. You think, right. Now we're going to sort of ask these, our season's going to start. And yesterday was disappointing, man. It was disappointing. A lot more disappointing than the Chelsea game. Not just because we got beat, but it was, there was very little to be positive about yesterday, was there, in my opinion. And obviously now I think I've seen sort of online, there's a few people calling for Ali Zed, and it's never nice to see, but that's what they're doing. And it's a terrible start sort of to the season. There's
in
no
in the league.
In the league, yeah. No, Champions that's it. Champions League. Bro, brilliant. That's it. It's out here in the Champions League. But yeah, it's in the league, it's been bad, hasn't it? The worrying thing, I mean, obviously home advantage don't really come into play, does it? But it's been the home form, you know, it's been bad. But yesterday, yeah, we just looked out of sorts, and Arteta looked like they've done a job on us tactically, being John honest. Good.
This is the thing. It's frustrating. I know what you mean Ant, about home for home yeah. thing. Don't come into it because we haven't got crowds there, and everyone's the same.
Yeah.
But you look at these games, and you know, like for me, the crowd makes a massive difference.
Yeah.
There. And I know. Okay. Everyone's got the same scenario, but it's like even going back to I know the game against Spurs. We don't want to talk about. Well, that for me don't happen if there's a crowd there. I think there's a different reaction. Certainly not to that extent. You might lose that
possibly,
game, but you're not getting
yeah.
you're not
yeah,
getting maybe, turned yeah. over.
We got smoked in that game.
Yeah. yeah. And I think you know you can say, oh well. All ground, no club has fans mate. In the home ground, but you know, you look at United, which is what we're talking about, and it's affecting the players.
Joe,
you
look, there's this season, obviously, the Newcastle game wasn't, I know, like, but wasn't a bad performance, obviously, really turned it on late on. But Brighton, we robbed, never mind robbing 3 points, didn't deserve nothing, did we? And
how many times they had a post? Is it five times?
Staff record or something, wasn't it? It was, that's Paul, thank you. We was over. I remember I told you I was over in Riga watching that with a big man, Fiora.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, who's watching it in like a casino, and
Brighton gone close again, Anthony. What's yes. going on, man?
it was bad. And a few other Reds actually. So yeah. can probably have more, as much as an atmosphere we've had all season. Well, for me anyway.
He's a United fan, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a Red man. He's a red, genuine Red.
I'd love to get him on for a finger. Just, I can imagine it just being hilarious.
I interviewed him when he was a lot younger. I think it even might be before he fought Chisora, and he was not quiet, but he was pretty. I don't want to use the term normal because it sounds like I'm being horrible to him, but he was pretty chilled.
This is before he became the massive superstar.
He's always been a character. 11 years ago. I think he was training in like a converted barn in Lancaster or something.
Yeah.
And I interviewed him there, and he was proper sound, but it was for a Landsmag, so it was all like Landsmag questions.
Yeah.
And he's been with his missus for years, hasn't he?
He was a bit like,
like, wasn't really him, but he was sound. He was proper sound. And like, when I seen all the stuff that's gone on since, I'm a bit like.
No, he has always been a character. Like, seen him since sort of teenager and stuff like that. And he's always been a character, like, for sure, but always been a Red.
I was talking to characters. I'm not seeing him for a while. Is he getting on Joe?
He's mad as ever, but he's good. No, he's it. Listen, we're in the gym, and obviously now with the lads and Tash, I think the only one who looks, there's two who look likely to fight. Callum Smith's waiting on a date. New addition, Steve, you know him?
Yeah,
Alex
Dylan
Garnett, yeah. He's looking really well, but he's just waiting on confirmation. We're hoping Callum Johnson, but it's just, because of obviously there's very limited shows. That's it. But Alex, as you know, like super dedicated, and whether he's got a date or not, he'll be in the gym daily. Do you know what I mean? So it's just sort of waiting, really. Waiting to see what's what. A few big fights coming up. As a fan, we saw it weekend, didn't we? But no other than that, hopefully be a part of it.
Is that your phone? Don't think in there.
Is, just as we were starting that, I'm just going to put this on silent. Going to get off silent.
Apologies, boys.
Alex's story is wild, isn't it?
Mental.
Goes
lived in gyms in
Mexico,
Canada, Mexico.
Really?
Yeah.
Goes out to Mexico to spa.
Marquez.
I always ruin this name because it's a proper tongue twister. Juan Manuel Marquez. Ahead of when he was fighting Pacquiao. And I don't think it's unfair on Alex to say he's not Manuel Pacquiao, right?
No.
But he's an aggressive southpaw. And he's got very, very quick in and out. Not as much out as Pacquiao does, because Pacquiao comes in, swarms, gets out of there before you swing, whereas Alex kind of stays in the pocket a little bit. So they've seen him fight, and he'd only had about three fights. He was with Atten Money at the time.
Yeah, he's
only
he's
had
not
about three fights. Mexican gym's just gone, hey, do you want to come and spar us out here? And he's gone, Savvy.
Yeah.
Puts Marquez out, right, with Showtime there, do all the cameras and that. And he says, someone's jumped in the gym and gone, listen, turn them cameras off. And Alex has gone, I'm getting buried in the desert. He's like, I'm going to get murdered here, aren't I?
He's ended up living out there for a bit, hasn't he?
He sat down and went, right, you need to come to this gym. And,
yeah, so he lived out there for a bit.
So he went, rather than going, all right.
Yeah.
As you do. Fair play to him, man.
But he's had a bit of a mess around with some promoters and stuff like that. And
now
he
seems a bit of stability now, so he's moved down here. He's... Obviously, now he's just waiting on a date off McKenna, sir. And we'll see. Hopefully, the future he'll fulfill. Like,
he's a world champion.
What his potential, what he deserves. He's basically, you know, he's almost been self trained for the last few years since coming home. So, I really think that he can do big things in the sport. So, we'll see.
He's from down south, and then messaged us a few weeks ago. He fought the other week.
Yeah,
he lost.
It was an unbelievable fight.
Yeah, it was a war, but he lost. Yeah. No, it's one of them.
A few adjustments, he'd put that right. Do you know what I mean?
I think he just decided, didn't he? That was maybe the kick he needed.
So, fair play with me.
He was like, I think I'm moving to Manchester. Like, what gym should I look at? And I was like, mate, it's hundreds. And I did say, check Ant out. And he did. I think you might be his first protocol.
Caught up and he loves it. He's settled in well. So, in fact, I pick him up most mornings. Pick him up most mornings near the arena. Travel to Bolton. Drop him back off. So, it's good. It's good having him in.
Are you getting on with Callum and the Smith brothers now that they've started winning things?
Do you know
things?
What? Again,
Don't envy you there with that one.
To be honest, it's been a tough time as of late, but they've not started the season great, have they? Sounds daft that because they go top yesterday, but it's... I'm top of the country.
Yeah,
no,
we're 15th, they're top. It's the same, mate.
Things haven't changed. No, but They don't look the same.
It's how you spin it, innit?
Yeah. As horrible as it was to say, they don't look the same beast as what they was last season.
But they lost 7-2, didn't they?
Yes.
At least we've not done that.
You know, they've been quiet since the Van Dijk, service and stuff
since
like
he died.
That. So, yeah, since the memorial. Yeah. No, just listen, I don't know. It's been tough, you know, when you're just Liverpool fans and Blues as well in the gym.
Yeah, it's been
hard.
At least you can hit
it's
them.
Been really hard, yeah, that's it. But it has been tough. But I just think, I don't know, listen, I've always said this season, I don't know about Leicester, because I think that's once in a lifetime thing, but I just think, I know you could argue, well, that's every season, but just a team who can put a bit of consistency together. I think it's wide open, the league, you know.
Everton could have been that, couldn't they? But you thought, slipped so, last yeah. couple of weeks.
Yeah. It's, but listen, we're early days, aren't we? We're early days. If someone can put a good run together, we might see something like that.
Mate, I'd love it if that happened. If it was like not the Scousers or Set.
Yeah, yeah.
I'd feel like we won it almost.
Well, I think that Spurs have got
a
shout.
I know that sounds bad. Yeah. I know it does. I was having this chat with Macca before and I was like, if Spurs win it, mate, I'll be happy. And he was like, no, Mourinho, I can't be doing with him. And I was like,
he's got a dartboard of Mourinho.
Yeah, he has. So. And I was like, mate, if Spurs won the league, that'd be a result for us. Do you know what I mean? Because let's have it right.
It shuts Arsenal up, City. Which is a win.
Yeah.
It's not the Scousers or City. Yeah.
Massive win.
So, you know
and
what I mean?
I've not really got a dog in that fight with Spurs. I don't really care.
No.
Do you know what I mean?
Spurs is almost just like another Leicester winning it, isn't it? It's like, all right, no one of note won it this year. Sound. It'd be a good achievement for Jose, though, to win it at another club.
Do you know what? Imagine the explosion on social media, though.
It'd be brilliant. He's I know he's thinking like you say you like him a lot more now, so he's not the manager, but still me, I just love the arrogance of be there all day for that.
There was a time on it with Jose, we almost forget when that first season he was decent.
We were good.
Yeah.
And he had that about him where he bought into it and like I was having it with him.
I just thought, nah, I fucking love this man. when he's in Stockholm obviously he'd been under a lot of pressure and stuff and won against Ajax, didn't we? Just walked over to the fans and just went, yes, I'm all for that kind of shit.
I love about that as well in Stockholm was when he went, we were all celebrating. Yeah. And he counted the charity shield, didn't he, as a trophy?
Oh, brilliant.
So he went over to him all celebrating and went free and made him all go like,
brilliant.
Free trophies.
Brilliant. He's now, honestly, do you know what yours I'm not saying though? One of the coolest guys I've ever met. I don't want to say met him, shook his hand and a few words and stuff, but one of the coolest. Guys, just man, telling you.
Who's the most famous person you got in your phone book?
I genuinely don't. I don't know. He's certainly one of the coolest guys I've ever met. I mean that. Just what a cool get.
Yeah, he's alright, Jose. I've never met him. I did a press conference when he was there, but he was always alright. Mm. I didn't piss him off, which was
early. Well, he went. I mean, didn't he ever go at you once in a presser?
No, he took the mick out of me for being bald.
All right.
Yeah. Which, I was quite... But the thing was, he said something about me being bald, like, pointed at me and said something, because he had an haircut. And I was writing, so I didn't notice. And then when I finished the press conference, I was still writing, and there was like a shadow. And I looked, and it was him, and he stood over me. Yeah. And he was like, you're jealous. Pointing at his hair, and I was like...
What do you say?
Yeah.
And then, like, the mirror ran a story on it. Like Mourinho takes the mick out of bald journalist. He's like, I'm gonna change that to my Twitter bio.
Is that still around? Can we get that framed?
What?
If you can find that article, send it me and I'll frame it. And we'll have it
online, have a Google.
The Champions League form, we sort of touched on it a minute ago. Do you think that that's gonna keep him in a job? Or do you think that he's got
to
start winning the league?
It is. Listen, no, you've got to start picking up points in the league, but there's no denying there's people who haven't turned yet because of the Champions League form. You know, he's had two great wins, two great performances as well. In games where, I don't know about you, but I wasn't expecting to take 6 points in those first two games. Be honest, I think a lot of people.
Just losing them both, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and that's it. So I think, you know, that does play a big part. But like I say, in the league, we've had one decent performance, haven't we?
Newcastle.
So it's...
It's mad, that, isn't it? What, we're 7 games in?
I'm never under them, but he's under pressure. And listen, like Horrid, I love him. And I don't want to start saying, oh, he's not the man, or he needs to be replaced. But we do have to be picking up points and picking up points very soon.
me and you were talking just before we came on air, and we were saying, like, it seems now there was a, you know, a time when the only people on my timeline on Twitter or people in my phone who would message or whatever in group chats who were all out were people that have always had a bit of an agenda against him and have been like Poch obsessed and things like that. But now I'm beginning to see a little bit more, one or two people who I kind of respect a lot and who you can't doubt the pedigree as United fans. You know, they're not fair weather fans.
No, it did happen yesterday, definitely.
Yeah, and I'm seeing it a little bit more, which worries me because I'm like, when you start getting those reds questioning,
don't
you
want to say the word top reds.
But you know what I mean.
There was a few slight well-respected fans who were saying it, wasn't there?
Yeah. Well, I had a guy ring me up last night who, like you said, the credentials aren't in doubt.
Yeah.
And I've never heard him say anything like this. And I was about 10 o'clock last night, and as soon as he answered the phone, he went, "It's got to go, Annie." And I started laughing. I went, "Oh, you're fucking serious?" And he was like, "Yeah, I'm deadly serious." And I was like, "Fucking hell."
That's what I mean.
Threw me, because I was like, where's that come from?
Yeah.
You see that on social media, don't you? You see these wild leaning left and leaning right sort of arguments, but I didn't expect it on a phone call like that. I was like,
this is it. It's when that starts happening that you start worrying for the manager. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you know, Anfield, I don't keep going about Josie, but Anfield, you can understand about Josie
said
after
that
because
with your you knew I was there that day, and just a lot of people turned that day. It was like, nah, and you knew that was
that was
it
me that game. That was me that game.
That was
I'd stuck up
knew
for
it.
Just went, and
the
like
difference is, you go,
that
the players aren't there. The players aren't right. You can see bad performances in players, and you can see a poor tactical performance, which is what I thought it was yesterday. But there's always something in the performance that you go, this is still a team, this. And you always get that with Solskjaer. I haven't seen one game yet where I just go, oh, these don't want to know about it. But in that game at Anfield, oh, mate, it was shocking.
It was
they didn't
horrendous.
Give a shit.
And it was like...
Bad times.
With that as well, like Jose, it was almost like he sabotaged it. It was like they were getting down our left, weren't they, Randy Robertson, and he took off... Was it Delo? And brought on Fellaini?
I can't.
We give him a free
reign. Did he bring on Delo?
No, I think he took Delo off and brought on Fellaini. What he did was the opposite of what he should have done. Yeah. Like, he sort of made it easier for them almost. Then you're into that thing, aren't you? Like, is he trying to send a message to the boys?
There was a bit of stick for the substitute yesterday, weren't there?
Yeah.
When Bruno come off.
Because a lot of people expected Pogba.
He pulls Bruno, he pulls Greenwood, and I thought the form Pogba was in, that wasn't the mood. Like, who's more likely to get your goal? Them two or Pogba? Some playing now, I'm not sure Pogba would have got a goal.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the fit. And like, with Ollie, when he's struggling in the past, you can sort of make excuses. When he ran out of steam in his first season, when he took over and we just had that horrendous run, you say, well, he's not had a pre-season. He's, you know, he had that magnificent run when we first won in Paris and all that. The players are just knackered. Okay. Then when we were struggling, like, last season when we lost to West Ham and Newcastle, garbage like that, you say, well, we're relying on, like, Pereira and Lingard, who's out of form. He's not, you know, Martial's out, Pogba's out, we haven't got the squad. Now, though, we have got a squad that he's...
Yeah.
You know, he's not been backed enough by the board, not at all.
No.
But he's brought in some players, he's got a bit of a squad there, and like you say, Stay, tactically, you're looking at it, and I'm no tactical genius, but you're looking at it going... Don't make a lot of sense that to me.
No, but that was a one game, and we've had more tactical successes this season than we've had tactical failures this season. And I think when it's like that, when the balance is like you've had more tactical success than tactical failures, you go, all right, well, let's try and find the reasons for this rather than just go, oh, get rid of the fucking manager because it's the easiest thing to do. And I think that's the hot button.
I'm with you there. I'm not one of them who's like, nah, he's got a goal.
No, mate, no,
definitely
God, no.
Not. I'm with you there. I'm with you. He's got it right sometimes this season.
Yesterday was not one of them.
Yeah.
But like, do you bang the missus out anytime that she makes you a bad tea? You don't do it, do you? You know what I mean? She gets another go. Like... Before we have to speak to lawyers. So, you know, I don't understand why, like, that's the only option that people have. It's like, he fucked up, get rid. But you don't say that about a player.
Yeah.
He had a stinker yesterday. Sell him.
I don't know. Some do, don't they?
Right. I think this is the first... I'm worried for Ollie because I want him to succeed.
Yeah,
what
so bad
we
want
succeed,
him. Yeah.
Especially with Ollie.
Him
and more, I can
see
what he's doing.
It means to him as well.
And it's like, I don't... want us to get a new manager in. I'd like us to have success with Ollie.
I'm kind of enjoying the fact that Jose's successful at Spurs because it tells me that Poch should have done better.
Told you don't like... He's not
a
big Poch fan.
No.
But why would you be? But I'm worried though. But he's, you know, like we just said...
Because he wears black on black, all right, it's hot. But,
listen,
so what?
You know my thoughts on Poch. Anyway, I'm with you. I'm not his biggest fan at all. But I have to be realistic, and like we've all said, I don't know with this board especially how long it goes on before, if it does carry on like they go,
yeah,
let's get Pochettino.
Well, yeah, because otherwise they have to take some responsibility themselves for not backing the guy, and they're not going to do that.
No. Yeah. And also, it's like, I obviously think they're like kids. We'll get a new manager, and we're back in the papers. Oh, there's a, you know, the share price gets a bump or whatever. Oh, everyone's talking about United again, and we get a bit more of a lift. Not, is it the best thing long term?
Yeah.
It's like,
it's going to be all over like the show tonight. So he's on Monday Night Football tonight, right? So I guarantee all everyone's going to be talking about, probably all we're talking about tomorrow, is the fallout of Pochettino. You know, Carragher's cheeky. He's going to ask him. He's going to say something about getting that job tonight. I guarantee it. He's going to say something about, well, do you see yourself being back in the Premier League, maybe in, like, I don't know, the 0161 area?
See, Carragher's the best answer he's going to give is like,
I don't know if
kills me. I love them too. I think they're great. About just play Pogba on the left. Do you not see it? No. With a bottle of champagne. Oh, mate, killed us, to be fair.
They're always doing it.
They're good.
Yeah. I wasn't too keen on it when he first brought Carragher in, you know, to Monday Night Football. He used to be Neville on his own. I quite like that. And at first I was like, these two are forcing the argument, but it's good stuff.
New signings. We've not really seen much of Telles apart from a little bit of a cameo that we saw. It did look very good.
He looked decent.
Do you think more of Van der Beek?
We've not seen so much of Van der Beek, have we, to be honest?
Are we going to see them? Are they going to help Ollie as they get in? I mean, Cavani as well.
Like you say, it's. I mean, there's no secret. We've got Cavani however many years late, too late, but I think for me, if he can sort of rub off on a few of those younger players and he can just produce a little bit, we can have a good season out of him, then I'd be happy. Van der Beek, I'm excited about. But again, we've not seen a lot of him or Telles. So I just think it's very early to talk about, you know, the transfers, whether they're going to be a success or how good, you know, they're doing. Because we've seen very little of him. I know a lot of people's question is, why is he not starting, Van der Beek? Like That is something maybe to be answered, and we'll see in time. We'll see the reasoning for that in time. But yeah, it's hard to answer that. Like, if you're happy, I'm happy with him on paper, but I don't know.
I think they could be the key for Ollie if he gets that enough time. Yeah. Ironically, I know he's like chicken and
that's another thing. Like, you know, give them time.
Do we honestly think that he's like within a week of getting bit?
No, I don't. But you do. I
don't want it.
Possibly talking about it if the Champions League, games haven't been won.
I genuinely worry with this ball, right? Two reasons.
The final? Should we look at tickets?
Where is
it's
the final?
Istanbul, isn't it? Istanbul, yeah.
Oh. It'll be fun. They're one of the few places we might be able to go. Get our teeth done, mate. Champions League. Yeah.
Oh, is that where Brendan
killed
went?
Killed two versus one.
He might have done, actually.
Yeah, I think it might have been so.
Did it?
Yeah, everyone goes to. Don't miss out.
See him from here.
If we get a ticket, we'll go to the final. If not, we'll spend the ticket money on tea.
This is going to get clips up when we get knocked out in the second round.
I was talking about getting our teeth done.
Well, teeth and an air job, I was going to say, but we're all right. We're all right.
No need for that. Listen, Jose. I don't want it to happen, but I just think with this board, with Poch weighing and the way things are going, if it carries on, I can see him being under real pressure. And I know you've got the Champions League, but
that we're going to win.
But we're 15th, and you need to get out of that soon. You can't be saying Christmas. No. And I don't think we will, but I'm just saying. Yeah. You can't be saying Christmas, we're 15th, but we're doing all right in the Champions League, because I don't think that washes.
I was saying me, like, the other week, and even still now, like, again, take away that Newcastle game. I've seen quite a bit of the football this season. We're right there as bad as anyone. We've been as bad as almost anyone. I think it was all Sheffield United, right at times, although they've done a number on us, although we got 3 points.
Well, they're just there by luck, really, aren't they, really? Yeah, like, that could have been an absolute disaster.
We have been as bad as almost anyone, haven't we? Do you know what I mean? Fulham, there's got to be big
down there with the Fulhams of Fulham, this world, do you know what I mean?
Jesus.
That's how bad it's been. But it's like, I mean, just looking there at the form. I mean, when you look at that, it looks all right.
you take the Champions League performances out though.
You're missing that's what I mean. I know what you're thinking, but you're missing that.
Win, lose, draw. Sound?
Yeah.
But that's the last five. Was it?
How many points are we on in the league?
We can probably add that up in our heads. If
it wasn't Palace before that, was it?
Is it seven?
Oh, what in that?
We're on seven.
Three, four. No, off there it's four, isn't it? But
no, in points.
We have got seven here with Brighton. It's seven. That's what we've got.
Seven. Yeah. All right. Well,
we'll
stay up, lads.
Yeah.
All you got to do, you got to match your points per game.
As long as we're not bottom by Christmas, we'll be all right.
Football next season.
There you go.
Yeah. Premiership football, European champions.
Would you take, someone's asking, would you take 17th in the Champions League?
Yeah. Like, if you're not winning the Premier League. Right, if, on a serious note, if you're not winning the Premier League and you win a trophy.
Yeah.
Coming anywhere between second and 17th don't matter, does it?
Imagine the meltdown as well. 17th from winning the Champions League.
And all the knobheads who are fuming, get him out. And he's like, fucking have it. Yeah, I'll take that. I'd take a year in the Championship and winning the Champions League. That'd be mint.
Imagine the throwbacks.
Fleetwood on a Saturday. Florence on a Wednesday. Oh, yeah, come on.
Yeah, I don't know about the getting relegated bit, but I'd definitely take the 17th one. Yeah,
Madrid and Mansfield. Yeah. Fantastic.
Do you know what I mean? Come on, mate.
Just for banter.
Just
as a bit of refresh. I've got other grounds to tick off. You know what I mean?
But no, in going back to what you said, I mean, Sellers looked good, didn't he, until he got COVID?
Yeah.
He looked really good.
He did?
Yeah, well, seen briefly. Cavani, like you say, it is probably too late. But
you think so. But
the feedback of him in training, a lot of journalists we've been speaking to, people who know a little bit about it, are saying like he's a really good influence.
Yeah.
Can still do a job, something different. And like Van you say, Van de Beek, you see more of him really.
More of him,
He's looked good every time we've seen him.
Yeah,
saying he ran out of steam a little bit?
Yeah,
one of the games where you can see why Ollie's been a bit.
Yeah, I think, I can't remember which game it was.
I can't remember.
He tired in one of the games. I mean, Pogba tired yesterday and we didn't hook him.
Yeah.
We was literally saying it about a minute before he ended up giving a penalty away. Like, he's second to every ball. He's just not quite sparking. And I understand needing to get that match sharpness in and that match fitness and getting him up to match speed and all that lot. And that's why I'd play a fairly rotated side this week if I could. I'd get Cavani a start. These are pretty shit, to be fair, Istanbul. Yeah. They got one decent player. It's not Rafael either. They got one decent player that's going to create. They've got a bit of a Premier League tribute out with like Nasser Chadli, Demba Ba, Skirtle. They've got one of the oldest squads.
Skirtle? I didn't know
Skirtle was there.
Move about now. Come to me. I'll tell you what's going on. They're going to play 4-1-4-1 and they're going to be shit. They also got set pieces galore, right? They're going to be one of those proper like League Two against the Premier League team, joining all run different directions and stuff. That's watch out for this. And then
give me a text
when you
see
it. Like, here you go. But they're not very good. They got a right winger. And if you deal with him, you'd be all right.
Yeah.
But I think it's time to play a rotated side. Give everyone a rest because I think that Everton game's massive.
Yeah,
big game. Yeah, you can't be losing four out of your first seven games, whatever it is.
Everton, is that Goodison?
Yeah, I think so, isn't it?
Does it matter?
Well, I don't know.
Not really. I thought, right, when this all kicked off and it was like behind closed doors, I thought it might give you a bit of an advantage because you know the ground, your routine and all that. But
it's thrown it right up in the air.
It's not, has it, really? Do you know what I mean? It doesn't seem to count at all. And it's a shame because, you know, we all go to the games and we were getting there, I felt, with the atmosphere at Old Trafford.
Yeah.
You know, over the years.
It was definitely getting better.
It looked like, I know this is like the phrase of the century, but we turned the corner also with the atmosphere, we're getting there. And then lockdown, it's all over.
Here's the thing for you. We were talking about this the other day. I don't know if we talked about it on camera, if it was just having a brew. When they let fans in the stadium, you're definitely applying.
Yeah.
But I reckon it'll kill it for you. I reckon when there's 20,000 in there.
True.
And the nearest person, you're like, I said,
yeah,
I'll have a, hey, yeah, get me one. Thank
what you reckon of that?
Try to get the songs going and stuff. Do you know what? I think that's happened. I know it's totally different, but do you know West Ham's ground? I'm like, none of them are happy about it, but you can actually hear songs starting on and someone else is singing. It's just...
I've not been to London Stadium. I went to Upton Park.
That's the thing with new stadiums. It throws all the chips up into the air. Yeah. Like, it takes a long time. Like, where I am in the Stratford, we've all got a chat on Facebook where we all sit. Yeah. We all sit together and have like a little thing. And something, you know, they've been there years and years.
Yeah.
Like, where I used to be at the bottom of K Stand, people have been there 15 years.
Yeah, we was in J, and everyone who was around us was there for years. But then they've moved in for like rail seating and because extended the disabled bit. So it's all been moved.
But you know the vibe, or you go, do you know what? My mates are in there. I'm going to try and get in there. And you might slowly edge your way down into getting in somewhere. But when it's a brand new stadium and you just go, fucking deal with that. Like, mate, what a nightmare that is. That's where supporters associations, TRA, things like that, that's where they come in to try and organise that sort of stuff. But by the sounds of it, West Ham had nothing like that. And it was just like, yeah, good luck, fuckers.
Yeah, it's going to be, like you say, it's what are you looking at, 23,500 in Old Trafford for the first time?
It'll be wank.
I mean, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, same here. Obviously, yeah.
But it's going to be wank.
But even that, like, they're going to have to work out how they're going to do it, how many season ticket holders, how many are not, what's the crap there, because, you know.
Most of us travel in with someone else usually, don't
that's
we?
That's it, I was going to say that, yeah.
So like, I'm going to my old man's not?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's what I mean. That's like part of the match day thing for me is I see people at the game I never see anywhere else. You know what I mean? Meet up before the game and whatnot. But it is going to be weird and need to work out a way of doing it. I know some fans in the ground's better than none, but you just want to get back to normal.
But that's what I'm thinking. Like, it's really, I'm not going to call it a product, but like that's the vibe that what we watch is different. It's different now because of, you know, no fans being there. It's a different thing. The atmosphere is not the same. None of the players have celebrated the way they would if it was 75,000 in there. Can you imagine some of the winners that we've had and they've just turned around and gone, yes.
Yeah.
It's weird. Even watching it on the telly, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right, you know, it doesn't feel right.
At the time, it's like a training game.
Yeah, so it's already took a step down because of that behind closed door shit.
Yeah.
Then if they're going to start letting us in.
I do get what you mean. It could have killed it when they get, like you said, we're going to reply, but... If there's what 20 odd
get in there, and I can hear the players coughing, and you're like, this is not going to be an atmosphere.
Yeah.
The best atmospheres, small shit stadiums where you've got about 10% too many in, and you're packed in like sardines. Not when it's like,
kills it a bit. Like, but do you know what I mean? Just start winning some football matches first.
That'd help. That'd definitely help, isn't it? Oh my god, do you think he will play a rotated side against these lot Wednesday?
I don't know, because it's weird, because he is under pressure. I know it's the league, but the Champions League's been in saving grace, so if he starts losing games in there as well, he's going to be in all sorts of pressure. So he might think, you know what, I need a win.
This is the game we're expected to get the 3 points in as well.
Like, just get bounce back from the Arsenal result, get a win.
Yeah.
But I think we've got options there, because like you said, if he starts Cavani, Van der Beek, say he drops Pogba, and or he can bring back Martial.
Like,
he's not played much, has he?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I'd like to see him rotate.
I don't know.
Bit.
I'd like to see Rashford being given a bit of a breather.
We've got the quality, the depth in the squad to be getting 3 points there, haven't we?
And I'd like to see Pogba.
They're shit.
Taken out.
They're shit, mate. They're shit, but they'll beat us. Or 0-0 us. Let's be real. Or go one of them funky set piece manoeuvres.
We should be, I mean, because even like when you look at, you know, you can bring in Tuan Zabi, you can bring in, I don't know, Bailly Fit.
I mean, if it's yesterday, it's no tomorrow.
Yeah, that's true. Cavani, these are good players, you know what I mean? Van der Beek.
You could play a back three of Bailly, Rojo, and Jones. They all play for us. I know it doesn't feel like it.
Are they all. Thinking in the squad though.
No, who fucking cares? Jones
isn't even in the Premier League squad, is he?
It is the thing. If you ring up Istanbul Beşiktaş and say, we're going to play Jones and that, they're not registered, and they'll be like, it's fine. Isn't it mad that those three are still in the books?
It's mad.
We've probably got half as much chance of playing on Wednesday as they do, as a three.
I don't know, man. It's weird with Jones, because it's like...
You're left-handed?
I'm right-handed,
man. I have to go on the left-hand side then.
It's weird with Jones, because he's only young still. He's not that old, he's 28.
What?
He's not like, no, he's not like, you feel like he's like 34.
Is Jones only 28?
He's only 28, isn't he?
Shut up, Jay, that's nonsense.
Have a look then.
In his early 30s.
I'm telling you now.
I think he's about 30. I'm going to say 30.
Have a look. Oh, he's only nailed it, 28 years old.
No,
that's what I mean.
He was born in 92.
So, I mean, you think of him as like 30 odd, don't you? He's like, oh, he's gone, forget it. Yeah, he should be in his prime now. He went to the World Cup 2 years ago. And now look at him. Can't even get in our Premier League squad. He literally can't get a game, or even on the bench, or even in the squad. Even a number.
Rojo.
I'm mind blown at this. I'm mind blown he's still a United player.
I mean, if you like sort of tried to sell him somewhere, I've got a player here for you. 28 years old, play for England. Like
Fergie said he's as good as Duncan caps. Edwards. Yeah. Oh, he must be good.
Yeah. Must
who is
it?
Phil Jones. What? It's mad. Only 28 though. No, he ain't. Google it.
It's weird, isn't it, man? But you think about it, when he was at Blackburn at 18, he looked amazing.
Yeah.
Blablburn.
He played twice in
won the Champions League, won the Premier League, didn't he?
You always want to see local lads do well, don't they? I remember, do you know what? it sounds mad. This, it sounds like I'm scraping the barrel. Being at Burnley one December and he had a fucking brilliant game. And obviously they was giving him loads because he was a Blackburn player. Oh, he was fucking, he was world class. Do you know what I mean? But I suppose it was Burnley, wasn't it?
They're was crazy though, you know. Freezing. Blackburn and Burnley fans, mate.
Oh mate, the Asian, he was getting that. A fair play. He was giving it out at the end and stuff because he had a belter of a game.
But they there's more arrests per people Blackburn in Blackburn and Burnley than every game in the world or something. Honestly, it's like martial law when you go there.
Finger derby over there.
Bocca the River. Plate.
Yeah.
Which more fingers.
Right,
here's Phil Jones's playing record. This is how many league games he's played. So 11, 12, 29.
Yeah.
12, 13, 17.
Got a Premier League winners medal.
13, 14, 26, then 22, 10, 18, 23, 18. Last season, 2.
How many?
Two. Yeah.
How many,
two.
How many caps has he got?
More than he should have.
Go on, how many?
One less than Nobby Styles managed.
Was that 37 or something?
27.
26. He's got 27 caps. He's won the Premier League. He's won the FA Cup. He didn't win the League Cup, did he? He's won the Europa, I think.
Premier League, FA Cup, Community Shield, 2 times, so that's 2 titles. And Europa that we're laughing at?
Well, that's what I mean. Like, he's won as many European trophies as Manchester City have, right? He's won as many Premier Leagues as Liverpool have. He's got more caps than the likes of Jermaine Jenas, Chris Sutton put together.
No, but he hasn't. No, but, and there's loads of absolute frauds that have got loads of caps.
But he has got more than like most, hasn't he? Like,
27
most
caps.
Of them so-called
27 so caps. He's 27 caps.
Looking at me, it's decent. That give him a chance.
In 2015, he played 7 games for England, only 10 for United.
Mate, that's mad. Mate, I remember Jose going back. Keep going back to Jose when he played for England. He was injured, and they gave him injections before the game to get him to play because he was that important to him. That wasn't that long ago. It wasn't like 3 years ago.
Played twice for us in the league last year. Two times.
Do you know what? When he said he knew no one would come to his testimonial, I almost felt a bit sorry for him.
Yeah, you want, off joking aside and all that, you want a local lad to do well, mate. I don't care who you are. You want to see him do well.
It's not, you know, I know, I don't want to trigger him here, but because he'll argue the other way, but it's not his fault. He's not very good anymore.
No, but that's an absolute cop-out, that, Jay.
He's not trying, he's just not up to it.
But it's on the board to jettison this shit when they're not used to us.
I'm not arguing that. He should have gone 2 years ago.
No, and it's, do you know what? Testimonials used to be for like Brian Robson.
Yeah.
That was the only person I could really, prior to like Scholes and Giggs and Rio, like it was kind of like Robbo, no fucker, and then them lot. Who else has had testimonials that you can think of? Chucky had one, but when was that?
I don't know. I remember like it wasn't his. It was a testimonial. Because I think he had about 4. It was Busby had one when I was like a kid that I went to. I remember George Best was in it and plays like. But like you're right.
Testimonials
I remember Robbo.
Are meant
I remember
to be
like
for
Matt,
legends
Hughes,
of the club.
Matt Hughes had one when he came back.
I'm sure. I think.
I'm sure
back,
he had one against Celtic.
Celtic
used to be
out.
Yeah, 93, 94 around that time. I think he had one.
I remember Nana loved Matt Hughes. Yeah, so lucky enough she passed away before he went to City.
Did she?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I don't want to say that's a good thing. No, she didn't pass away isn't a good thing. But at least you don't have to see that because that was.
Of course, would have broke her heart.
Mate, he's another one. Let us down, man.
I'm gonna avoid saying it.
Yeah, come on.
About the 1991 European Cup Winners' Cup final.
Probably the most important goal in our history as well.
Yeah.
91 Cup Winners' Cup final goal. Yeah. And the best.
Yeah. Anyway, it's on the board to get rid of these guys before, and testimonials shouldn't be given out. We shouldn't be giving out testimonials to the likes of.
I get that.
You know, he's smaller on loan, or did he even get sold? I can't remember how it went down with
him. He's gone now, and he's gone. Yeah, like, now,
you know, we shouldn't be having like Ashley Young approaching testimonials, Phil Jones approaching testimonials. It's a fucking disgrace that these players are even at the club.
This is another thing as well, right, where I think Ollie's been sort of outdone by. Is because, right, all right, he's made signings and sold players and all that. But when he was caretaker.
So yeah, they give him a new deal, didn't they?
They give like all these players like Jones, Young, Smalling, new deals on massive money. So then when Ollie is permanent and he has to get rid of him, he's got to get rid of players who are on 150k a week who ain't worth half of that.
We had 11 players.
I loved Ashley Young. I've had it with Steve before. No, I did. I did. And
I'm with you, mate. You're out number. I loved him as well, man. It's good.
You're both
good.
Fucking wrong.
Nah, I fucking loved Ashley
wrong.
Young. He was red for
wrong.
Him. That's
yeah.
what he
wrong.
Was.
Wrong. Yes. Nah, I'm red for him. Shit,
Mate, he's red through and through.
He's up there.
You're forgetting from season. Can I player of the season a few seasons back?
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Best left back on the planet for a little while.
He was.
Oh, World Cup semi-final.
Some good times. Watford. Yeah. Did he score 2 free kicks? Where did he score?
It was across that.
It's a fucking free kick. Mate. It was Baltic.
Quality. Tell you what, mate. He's not up there with Robbo and Keane and all them, but he's a
captain. I loved Ashley Young. I'm just throwing it out there. I genuinely did. No, I did, mate. I did. I'm not joking.
I'm glad you're here.
I loved Ashley Young. I know you don't, but I did.
I can't wait for one day when he comes back and you have him on your warm down.
Not happening. Not after he fucking blanked me in Singapore. He can fuck
do you blame
off.
Him?
Ball cunt.
Blanked you. I wasn't surprised he didn't have a go at you.
He was in it, right? There were three of us in a room, Joe,
me,
and Ashley Young. He wouldn't make eye contact.
He done the
and
right
may or
thing.
May not have been staring at him.
Done the right thing by the sounds of it, didn't
he? What do you want him to say? Thanks for all this abuse over the last.
Wasn't abusive
all
until
right,
that
thanks
point.
For all the criticism over the last few
it's
years.
Constructive is what it was.
Hey, thanks for the feedback. I appreciate it.
He's fucking shit, lads.
Right, listen.
No, I'm not having
he's
it.
Prove himself
he's through and through.
There. He's
how bad must that Italian league? Pereira scored a weekend.
There you go.
Didn't know that.
Couldn't it? Couldn't it? A cliff from the sea. Like, honestly. Scoring in bins.
Is he alone? Alone now, even.
Yeah, I think
Pereira.
He is. Yeah, he is. I'm sure he is.
It's weird, isn't it? Like, Delow, he's another one, isn't he? He's gone to...
No, where's he gone? Where's he gone back
Milan.
To?
Milan.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I knew he'd gone somewhere. I didn't know where he'd gone. Do you know what? Like,
he's on.
Mates of mine, they did. Like, they had massive hopes for him, and it's just not worked
weird,
out, has it?
Like,
we'll see.
There's times when you look at him, you think he's decent.
Yeah.
On the ball.
Yeah. And then the signs you think, what the fuck is
someone's
doing?
Running at him.
Yeah, what are you doing? Get him off the pitch now. Looks like he's won a competition.
He was one of that Anfield game of Jose where you go, I thought he could play left back. Not anymore. Not rinsed.
It was weird, innit? Because I thought, I don't know what I fancied him at first, but then that's all gone out the window. Massively.
That Italian league must be shit, you know.
Well, you say that about the German league because Chong looked pretty bang average at United, didn't he? Now he's gone and surveyed a Bremen. He's tearing it
doing
up.
Bits there.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
So it's like are all these leagues shit, or is it just?
Yeah.
These players
is it a problem at United?
When they're not at United. Yeah. Have they got little, different levels that they're not?
Big Rom. Big Rom as well.
Do you know what with him though?
He was a goal off original Ronaldo's score tally at Inter.
He's what?
If that doesn't tell you how bad the Italian league is right now, he scored one less goal than R9 did for Inter in his best season.
That's unreal.
So can we just agree that the Italian league's shite?
No, I think I'm not agreeing. No, I can't even say them words out loud. Yeah, you're right.
Mate, Lukaku's always going to score goals. Always going to score goals.
You didn't think we've got rid of someone who's going to go there and not score.
No, you knew he was going to score. Of course you did, yeah.
People have this thing with Lukaku, like revisionism about his time at United. Oh, you know what? We shouldn't have got rid of him, mate. Come on.
He didn't want to play.
Mate. He was awful.
No,
I mean, he scored some goals. Right?
Put some timber on like
fair,
I've
been
one of them
saying it, but when you think he didn't want to play. I remember, honestly, I was there when...
He didn't want to press, did he?
Moyes was at Everton, wasn't he? And he beat us 1-0 midweek. They did. Lukaku scored, and I remember thinking he's a right handful. And when we got him,
he hit a ball like hard. I thought he popped it at one point.
Yeah.
It was the week or before or after Newcastle had beat us 1-0 at the same
time.
Yeah,
going through a bad stage, weren't we? It was, wasn't
Wait,
it?
It was,
Mo-
it was
no,
the
did
whole
we have
Moyes season.
Was
it?
Yeah,
it was Moyes.
Yeah, of course.
Moyes season.
I remember, the Everton fans, right? So
that when they not won at Old Trafford for about 200 years or something.
We lost 1-0, didn't we?
Yeah. Something like Newcastle hadn't won,
Moyes,
Newcastle
oh
won for like 30 years.
Yeah. West Brom's West first Brom, time since 1924. You're like, fucking hell, who's keeping count?
And then you say, like, you'd think, well, what's the manager got to say about this? And he'd say things like, you know what? When Newcastle come next week, we'll make it hard for him.
Well, that's what Evra said to us. Cause we had a chat with Evra, and I asked him every question that you'd ever want. I peppered his head. He was probably fuming with me afterwards. But I asked him about Moyes, and I thought he'd gone so open, so honest about everyone I'd asked him about. I was like, this will be fucking gold, this. And he just went, I tried to protect that guy. I was like, what? And he was like, some of the things he was saying was mad. I was just saying to him, stop talking to the press.
He actually seems like he's doing all right at West Ham now. He seems like he's set him up. I know, listen, they got a big weekend, but he's set him up well.
Yeah.
He's set him up well.
I think the thing with Moyes is everything about that was wrong. He shouldn't have got the job. Got the job on a technicality.
Yeah.
He wasn't properly backed as well.
Yeah.
The coaches, which is probably his own fault, but the coaches left. It was just a complete shitstorm. Everything went wrong. And then himself, obviously... didn't know what to say in the press, didn't know how to handle it. That's just a disaster.
I say it me all the time, that Manchester United job, even if you look at Ole, like, he still looks about 12, but it ages everyone.
Do you remember Mourinho at the end of his same thing?
Yeah, like, he looks a brand new man now. He's come back, yeah.
Dustbin, didn't he?
Honestly, like,
he's usually pretty suave and slick.
All the time, that Manchester United job just absolutely...
How bulletproof was Fergie then?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
30 years in that. Maniac. Not a drip. I mean, Fergie didn't actually age. I mean, when you look at him from when he walked into when he left, I mean, obviously 30 years on anyone's actually going to age him, but he never aged like prematurely at all in that. No. Mate, he must have some.
Yeah, but it was with Fergie, like, he ran the press almost, not the other way around, do you know what I mean? He didn't go in a press conference feeling bullied. He bullied them.
Yeah.
Literally the entire room.
Have you read Daniel Taylor's book?
He got banned in Daniel Taylor for, yeah, like, yeah. For like 5 years or something, for nothing.
But I think he got back in his good books by writing this book about him, and it was, I think it's called A Year with Fergie, something like that. And it's about how Fergie used to like brief the press and stuff like that. And he said, honestly, he was like a mentor to the press. He said, like, do you know, you see the press conference and the manager walks in and he talks. He goes, didn't happen that with Fergie. He goes, cameras were off.
Yeah.
He goes, and he'd come in. He goes, and he'd sit with you. Like, Joe.
Really?
He goes, and he'd like, he'd talk to you, and then he'd be like, right, should we do it? And he'd almost be like, right, what are you asking?
Before my time, because when I did it.
What are you asking? And that's where people would say stuff to him, or he'd go like, listen, I didn't fucking like that you wrote last week.
Yeah.
He goes, and you'd be like, he'd be highballing you, and you'd be like, okay, boss.
He knew a lot of tricks, Fergie. Like, because when I first went there, they said to me, when you put your mic down, if you can't put it out of his reach, because sometimes he'll just flick him off. What are you going to do? Go and pick it up, there's nothing on it. You just flick him off if he was like, in one of his moves, yeah. Or he'd do that, walk back and forth, just to give the cameraman something to do. It's just like, daft little things like that.
But he ran it, didn't he? I mean, yeah. I don't really ever really remember, apart from the Champions League ones, never really watched the press conference. It became a thing. Moyes became proper box office because he was mental, wasn't he? And like a rabbit in the headlights. And I remember really watching Giggs's. Like, remember Giggs's first one at Carrington when he was manager? Yeah. Just going like, my childhood's over now. Nah. Like, I saw this guy's debut. You know, he's a fucking manager. Like, shit. Mate. I got to grow up.
Just thought we were talking about yours, eh? That the press conference sat there. And it just, again, no, you can laugh about it now, but at the time, everyone was reading it. She's nothing new to Manchester United.
Oh, Sevilla.
Yeah, Sevilla.
I've sat here loads of times with United. I've gone out and you're like, no!
Stop.
Then he was like...
strike one.
Yeah, that was it. Mate, was like, strike one. Most other clubs know they're not going to win it. He just won't admit it.
Yeah.
I'm like...
Yeah.
Time and a place, brother.
He was only being a realist, but he was just too soon, wasn't it?
No.
Yeah, because it was 4 minutes after a pissing game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was raw, that. Oh, my God.
We're getting a curly finger.
Are we getting a curly finger?
Yeah.
And what are you plugging?
What am I plugging? Got now to plug today.
Bollocks.
Come on.
No, I've not. I'm going straight from here now to Asla to train two pros I'm working with, James Moorcroft and Rhiannon Dixon. The women's game is growing, and honestly, I've got massive hopes for her. I really, really think she can do something with such little experience and seeing the improvements in her since the last few months since I started working with her. Yeah.
Do you have a photographer living in the gym now?
No, Joe has someone. Joe has someone who come in a few times a week.
More press picks than ever. Yeah. You've never seen anything like it.
Gotta get Joe on here, mate. Just for his pronunciation of players' names.
Oh, mate, no, he's the only. Yeah, he's a big red. Big red, the only player.
Never seen him speak about it.
The only player whose name you can say is Mata. He loves Mata, but that's the only, like, he can only pronounce it right.
Like Lukaku, he's come
Lukaku.
Oh, he's like someone's granddad, isn't he?
Mate, he said it before. Wow, was it?
even like Eric Bailly. I remember was he said it. I can't remember the first time I chatted to him. And he said it, and I thought, who's he on about? Because it was something like Bilali or something. Mate, and I was like,
today,
what
mate,
like?
he was on about Borussia Dortmund before, mate. He's just mental, mate. I'm sure he does it on purpose.
Fair play, mate.
Oh, yeah, let's get Joe on for a
Yeah, he's quality, mate. Honestly, he's talking to him a few times about United. He's a mad red.
All right, nice one. Cheers, Ant.
Right, thanks for having us, boys.
Cheers to you guys at home. Make sure to subscribe if you're new around here. You can also get all of these podcasts that we do on Audio Boom. The link for that will be in the description below if you'd rather listen to us than see Jay's ugly mug.
Oh, Scotty and Motty as well, live podcast for election night. Don't forget.
Oh, yeah, they're doing that.
Election night.
Yeah, man.
They're going to try and take over the American elections. It's going to be fun.
Get Fox News and CNN. Come at Scotty and Motty.
And nice one. See you in a bit.
Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.